KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlaine A.D. and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, parked their boats in the harbor, and gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunachish for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yitin. Jin katka ke jin ta khanakaya ha anikak gunachish.
You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here for another wonderful weather Wednesday. Welcome to the show, NOAA meteorologist Pete Boyd. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
And new to the NOAA family, we have Grant Smith. Hello, Grant.
Hello.
Thank you both so much for being here today. We've got a lot to talk about, but Grant, let's start with you. What do you do at NOAA, and when did you begin working there?
I started there in mid-September, about September 14th was my official start day, and I am a general forecaster coming in from the lower 48. I've been in TV for the past about 7 years and made the switch to the National Weather Service and looking forward to doing some forecasting in the Juneau area.
Mid-September, that's only maybe 2-3 weeks.
Brand new.
Yeah. Have you managed to meet all of your colleagues so far?
A few of them virtually over Google Hangouts and things like that and over email. But yeah, I have yet to actually meet anyone in person.
Strange times for starting a new job, but I'm happy to hear that people are doing it. And I'm glad that you're a part of the NOAA family now. What made you want to study the weather?
Well, you know, growing up in Kansas, when you had those severe weather days and the TV meteorologist told you to go in the basement and take shelter, I was the kid that ran outside to go see it all. And it's just ever since then, it's been fascinated with weather. I've always loved winter, you know, the cold and the snow. I've always loved it. And so that opportunity came up intern at a TV station in Kansas, and I interned there for a couple of summers and loved it and graduated with a degree and went into TV and just been loving it ever since. And then found out the differences between TV and the Weather Service and how Weather Service had that research aspect into it, and that intrigued me enough to want to make the switch and to go to the Weather Service and kind of just, you know, not only forecast the weather but have that opportunity to study it as well and try to push the bounds of the science. And just looking forward to getting that going.
Well, what is the most interesting or exciting weather phenomenon you ever witnessed? Maybe when you ran outside during one of those severe weather warnings. Have you seen any tornadoes?
I have actually not personally seen a tornado. I've forecasted many of them. I've seen funnel clouds and wall clouds, but never saw a tornado actually reach the ground. But probably the strangest thing I've dealt with in weather happened 3 times over my 7 years in TV. It was in South Dakota. That's where I'm working at now, where I was from. We did tornado coverage for one part of our viewing area, and at the same time we had blizzard coverage on the other side. So at one point we had a blizzard dumping 1 to 3 feet of snow in the Black Hills and 5 tornadoes on the ground.
That's so weird. What a...
And you there said... there was a moment. Oh, what were you gonna say?
Oh, you said that happened multiple times. That happened more than once.
Yes. But just one time we had 5 tornadoes and that 1 to 3 foot blizzard. But the idea of a winter storm on one side of our viewing area and tornadoes on the other side, that happened 3 times. And when it would get into the thick of it, we would all just step back and take a break and like just look at each other, me and my colleagues, and just look at each other and go, this is happening.
I can relate to those moments this year. But what accounts for a weather phenomenon like that? Just a really extreme front coming through?
You had a strong low coming out of, usually we'd track them out of Colorado into Kansas, and then they would take a sharp turn to the left. And it was usually in the spring season, so we still had very cold air and snow still in, you know, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. So it was cold air over there, and then warm air in Kansas, Oklahoma, to the south. So this low would just get wrapped up and would pull the warm and moist air and put that over part of our viewing area, while on the backside of the low, you'd have this very strong cold air coming in. It would collide and just happen to be on one side. The winds would be over 35 miles an hour, and we'd have visibilities less than a quarter mile. So they'd have to throw on that blizzard label. And, you know, you get in the Black Hills, you know, mountainous area, that's where we had our probably most challenging forecasting, trying to figure out, okay, this small area of our viewing area, how much snow are they going to get? And that was always fun to try to figure out. But on one side, you'd have the cold air with the strong winds and the mountainous area all adding up to a lot of snow. And the other side, you'd have warm, moist air right next to a low pressure. So the rotation of the atmosphere was right there to produce severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. And it's just sometimes you'd have to just sit back and go, this is happening, and just absorb the craziness of the weather before you can continue on your weather storm coverage.
Well, I ask all the new folks that, or at least the folks that are on Weather Wednesday for the first time, and that is a new one. No one's ever shared anything like that with me before.
Well, it was a new one for me too. You're just going up there that first spring, and it happened, and I was like, "What did I get into? I'm from Kansas. This is not normal." And then, you know, 2-3 years later, I'm like, "Oh, another one."
Well, what are you looking forward to about living in Alaska and forecasting the weather here in Juneau?
I was there in Juneau for the summer of 2011. That's why I applied to this position and why I'm looking forward to getting back to Alaska and back to Juneau. Just absolutely fell in love with the area. It might have been a little bit of that of me being from Kansas, and so seeing mountains is like, whoa, this is cool. You know, the mountainous area is just a challenge to forecast for, but I love the challenge. And then also just the area itself, fishing was a blast. All the hiking and the mountain climbing, just all the outdoor activities that I can't do in Kansas and South Dakota, I can do there. And just looking forward to getting outside and doing all that.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. And thank you so much for sharing all that info with us today.
Pete, yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Pete, over to you. I'll reintroduce you here. This is Pete Boyd. I believe you've been on Weather Wednesday before, but tell us a little bit about your experience forecasting weather, both here and outside Alaska.
Sure. I've started here in Juneau about 12 years ago. Always a challenge. What makes weather is typically large bodies of water in mountains, and we have large bodies of water in the mountains. So it's a challenging environment. Before that, I was working down in Yuma, Arizona at the Army Test Center. So I went from the driest, hottest place in the U.S. to one of the wettest. So quite a change for myself on that term.
Yes, definitely. I noticed there's sometimes people leave Juneau and go to the desert or come to Juneau from the desert. It must be quite a dramatic change. Well,
yes, it is. Definitely, I'm a little more tuned to the cooler, wetter weather than the desert itself. Beautiful place to visit, but overall, I'm enjoying Juneau much more.
Today, you're both here to talk about the climate report for September and the October, the October outlook, the winter outlook. But let's start with September. What did September tell us, and how did that align with what was indicated?
Okay, September itself was drier and a little warmer than normal. We had temperatures just within the mean, around just a little bit above 50 degrees, just about a 1 degree above normal. And for the minimum temperatures, we were also just a little bit cooler. This is mainly due to a high-pressure ridge that built in over the area and gave us a dry spell, which the big part of the climate was we were much lower than normal on precipitation. The normal is 8.64 inches, and we only got 5.01 inches. So about 3.63 inches lower than normal. This did line up pretty well with the original climate outlook, which was looking for a drier September. So that definitely fell in line. The large ridge of high pressure that originally gave us those dry days, kind of mid-month, was the driving force behind that.
And do we know how it's looking for October? Because I'd like to order a month of days like these, please, like today.
Well, I have good news and bad news. Good news is enjoy this while you can. The bad news is right now from the Climate Prediction Center, we are looking at above normal temperatures for the month of October. And normally October mean temperatures are just in the low 40s to upper 30s. But the other problem is we're also looking at above normal precipitation for the month as well. The month of October, the normal precipitation for the month is about 8.63 inches. So we may be looking at a bit more for the October than the nice dry weather we had finally for September after such a wet summer.
Mm. And how about the winter forecast? Is it okay to jump ahead and ask you about that? I've heard rumors of a La Nina winter and maybe a lot of snow.
Well, we are looking at a good setup for a La Nina system. At this point, the temperature probability from the Climate Prediction Center does look well for below normal temperatures. Precipitation, there's no clear signal at this point whether it would be above or below normal for that. However, the systems we really find for the winter, it's the individual systems for the snow total that have more of a bigger impact, say, than the La Nina or El Nino systems. But at this point, crossing the fingers, it is looking good for a good snow year.
And you like snow. You want snow. Why is that?
I am a backcountry snowboarder and snowboarder. So, yes, anytime we can get good snowfall. I've already got my Eagle Crest Pass. So I am definitely looking forward to a good year. We've unfortunately the past number of years, we've been kind of a feast or famine. So crossing fingers for this year.
You're right about that. But the fact that you have your season pass is a sign of good faith, I think. I know that a lot of people definitely want a good snowy winter. They want to get out and play in the snow. It's not for everybody. But I, for one, hope that I have faith as well. I'm hoping for good amounts this winter. All right. Anything you'd like to add to any of those weather outlooks that you told us about?
Well, the weather outlooks, the best place to look to get the current forecast or any upcoming is definitely weather.gov/Juno. That is the local forecast area. We'll be continuing to update our outlooks for the upcoming season. You can also track us on via Twitter and Facebook. And for any questions about the upcoming weekend forecast, we're always updating our information. And if any questions, weather.gov/Juno.
Excellent, Pete. Well, thank you so much, NOAA meteorologist Pete Boyd and new general forecaster Grant Smith. Thank you so much, both of you, for talking with me today. I really enjoy conversations about the weather. I'm a bit of a weather nerd, and I'm always hoping that it's good news, even though good is a subjective term. one last quick question. How's the weekend looking?
Weekend looking out right now is stalled front off the coast. We might be looking dry through early Saturday, just chance rain. But as we start moving into late Saturday and Sunday, greater probability of a low pressure system moving in with more rain.
Wow, more rain. Cool. Okay, well, thank you guys again so much. And I hope you do find a way to enjoy the weather, whatever it brings.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again next month. Take care.
You too.